Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Apostle Armstrong, and you are tuned in to Keeping It Real. That's the three apostles, and we are keeping it real. And today, we will be talking about the signs of the times. And this came to me with place in my spirit a few minutes before the time for the program tonight, this afternoon or this evening, depending on where you are and the continent that's listening. And we are going to be looking at what the Bible says and what are people saying about the times that we find ourselves in now. You know, when we look at some people want to say that these are the last days on earth. Well, people have been saying that ever since Jesus left. And for 2 Peter, verse 3, 3, and 4, it says, first I want to remind you that in the last days there will come scoffers who will do everything wrong they can think of and laugh at the truth. This will be their line of argument. So Jesus promised to come back. Did he? Then where is he? He never come. Why, as far back as anyone can remember, everything has remained exactly as it was since the day of creation. I want you to think about this. Think about it today as we wait for my cohorts, Apostle Noah and Apostle McIntyre. Now, this has been truly one of those, well, we don't really discuss what we're going to talk about. Anyway, and in the past, it has always came up with something that was very informative and met you where you are in terms of what you deal with on a daily basis. And I know you are no different from I am, from what we are dealing with. And we are looking and hearing and seeing and experiencing some of the same events, signs and wonders, some of the same things that are occurring, but we are not allowing that stuff to get us all bent out of shape. We realize that it is written, and it wasn't then come from the writers. It came from the Creator, who placed it into them, and they wrote what they heard or what they were told. And that's one of the things that we who are here, we believe, and that's how we receive the Word. And the Word has foretold what is to come. And as a result of that, we find that there's a peace, that the Word holds a peace for us. I'll pause for a moment now. Good good evening.
Well, good evening, Apostle Armstrong. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now that the Apostle of Love has shown up, so there's some love in the midst of these signs and wonders that has been placed in my spirit that we could talk about a little today that will bring some comfort and peace to the listeners. Because there's all kinds of stuff running around out there about what's about to happen or what is happening. But most of what I've heard had nothing to do with what was written.
Uh-huh.
When
okay.
I saw
we got
people... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We got the other apostle on the line?
No, the apostle already. She will be on shortly.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Yes, and I think we just talked her up. Let me open her mic here. So, because I don't like to talk about people behind their back, you know. Sometimes.
Well, y'all talk about me.
Well, that's you. All right, Apostle, all ready.
Good evening, good evening.
Well, good
What's
evening,
good?
Prophet Miller.
Good evening to you, too. Just had a busy day today, but anyway.
Oh, I understand.
Well, you are ready anyway, because you said that the Divine Spirit has put everything here that we would need, and you are the already apostle. All right. Just like last Sunday, I was just calling the family a prayer line. I was just planning to listen, and the person that was responsible for the prayer didn't show, so somebody hollered, Ronnie. That's what my family called me. Will you pray? So, hey, we have to be ready. And you are ready. You're ready to help people to understand the signs and wonders that they just experienced. And one of the things is that whenever I have read 2 Peter 3:3-4 about the last days, and you got people who saying that and they are panicking, and you got other people who are rejoicing, and there's a big gap between the two. And what put this in my spirit was when I saw how people was partying and dancing at the solar eclipse, and how they were amazed at what was happening. And they didn't understand that it was written that it would be. And if they would have looked at 2 Peter, they would have been able to see what that sign was saying, one of the things that sign was trying to tell them about what they see on a daily basis. It says, first I want to remind you that in the last days there will be some scoffers who will do everything wrong they can think of and laugh at the truth. And when we look at what's happening now around, not only just in America, but what's happening around the earth, the truth has become a lie, and the lie has become a truth, the truth. And they're literally laughing at people who are into the Word and who see the Bible as a source that will bring them some peace and bring them understanding as to what is happening and why things are happening the way that they are now. And, you know, the wickedness that's going on in the world and in the earth realm, that wars and rumors of wars is going on. And, you know, when we really look at it, if we were not believers, I know if I wasn't a believer and didn't understand what the word is saying, I would start to be a little upset too. But because I read the word, I sit with the word, and allow the word to become one with me, a lot of what I see and hear now, it doesn't bother me at all. Because it says in the last days, there will be some scoffers who will do everything wrong they can think of and laugh at the truth. This would be their line. Well, it's one of the things, the argument that they would use is that, well, he ain't back. He said he'll come back. He's not here. Where is he? Why isn't he here? And then you got the wars, conflicts again. Mark 13:7-8 in the New King James. But when you hear wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled. But such things must happen. But the end is not yet. Key statement in that. The end is not yet. For nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there will be earthquakes in various places. What do we have? We had an earthquake in New York. And nobody was thought about an earthquake in New York, around New York City. And there will be famines and troubles, famines all over the continent of Africa, and troubles. There are the beginning, these are the beginning of sorrows. You know, what that does for me, that tells me that this is going to happen. And I was prepared mentally, spiritually, and physically to accept that which, when it happened, I was already informed that it was to be. And also that this is not the end, so I'm not panicking where about the end is happening. The end times, because nobody knows when. And then, what is this man posing as Jesus will try to deceive people in the last days? We had a character, he quit himself. I saw one picture, one text, which was, I think, pulled down off of one of those texts where it was a picture of the candidate. The Republican candidate on a cross, a crucifix. And he was there, and from what I understand, they were selling those things. And, you know, it's sad whenever you see all of this stuff and you understand that these people don't know what they're doing. They know not what they're doing. It says, at that time, they would see people in the last days. They will deceive people in the last days. And that comes out of Matthew. So it's written. It is written. And we have to learn, just like when I went to college, I learned and I accept the theory that these guys had said that was gospel because they said it. This is their theory about behavior, about relationships, about the psychology and the biology. And that was theory. And the theory that I learned about mathematics, I accepted that as being the truth. Why can't we accept what we read in the Bible or in the sacred book or however people want to characterize it as being the truth? Now, a couple of years, several years ago, there was people telling us from the highest office in the land, that one of the advisors was saying alternative facts. How can you have an alternative truth if a fact is the truth? And then you had another one, his advisor, who was an attorney, that was saying things like, when is the truth the truth? Huh? And then you had the head individual himself saying, it's not the truth until I say it. Don't believe it unless I say it. So, signs and wonders. Just in the last month, earthquake, war in the Middle East, and you had the eclipse. So what can people learn that will bring them some sense of truth, a sense of understanding, or help them to take that knowledge that they have been given and place it in its proper context? Anyone? Don't be bashful.
Go on, Gwen.
That's your field.
Apostle love.
Already, that's your field. I think, you know. I mean, you know, I can only say, you know, the Bible told us these things, and I believe the Holy Spirit and leaders, pastors, then sharing with their peoples. And then we personal, if we've been reading the word, it tells us that. But my whole thing is, I'm not really focused on all of that. I'm not. I'm focused more on an asking God to give me wisdom and knowledge how to bring it, you know, get more people saved, and the ones that are already saved, to get them to really stay focused on what the Lord say, you know, because God let us know, we as born again believers, God gonna protect us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know when Jesus coming, because according to the scripture, no one know. But, you know, there too again, I think through all of this, I believe a lot of people is going to come into the kingdom. You know, I really believe because of what's happening on this earth, it's going to cause a lot of people to come in the kingdom. And my thing is, okay, God, give me wisdom and knowledge how to reach the unreachable. But at the same time, help the born-again believer that's already saved to be even more prepared for it. Because mm-hmm. as you stated, Apostle, the Lord said these things were going to happen. And the Bible tells us the weak going to get weaker. And so there too, again, you know, regardless of what, you know, even though it's not God's will that any shall perish, but we know everybody ain't going to go to heaven. But the saddest part about it, that people can be so deceived and allow the enemy to have them. So we still got some people don't believe that it's a hell, you know. Mm-hmm. And them the ones that really, I'm asking God to help give me what I need to try to reach some of them, you know. But, I mean, I'm not worried about it. I mean, you know. That's not something, even with the ones in authority, I pray for them, but I don't spend a lot of my thoughts on that. I don't. I mean, maybe some people might say I should, but I don't. Most of I'm focused on, Lord, what you want me to do, and help me to stay focused.
Well, I'm kind of along that same line with, I didn't even watch you know, as far as the eclipse, I didn't watch it or I didn't follow. Mm-hmm. I hadn't listened to what a lot of people were saying about the eclipse and all this, because a lot of that is to put fear in the hearts of people. And I don't really, you know, I don't do a lot of studying in that, like Perry Stone knows and all those that do. I know very little about that. All I know is that God is good, that God is faithful to his people, that a lot of things that are happening in the earth and on the earth, like you said, it's already written.
Mm-hmm.
In the last days, you know, people would, you know, give heed to seducing doctrines of devils. And all it is that people have just walked away from God, walked away from the word. I think one of the things that I've seen recently is, and I saw some of it today, I don't look at a lot of it, but it came up, and we have so many people that name the name of Jesus, but their lifestyle, doesn't end up. I was looking at it, and not just to put names out there, but it's on YouTube, so you can see, you know, a lot of the singers. Donnie McClurkin had come on, and he was saying how he was very troubled in his heart because those of us that are supposed to be holding the bloodstained banner high and supposed to be showing by how we live, God is a holy God. He's a good God and he's a just God. And he was saying how, and he even showed some clips of some of the, you know, pastors and singers, and they're doing some of everything in it. And it's so worldly. It has nothing whatsoever to do with God. And it's leading a lot of people astray. When when Apostle Miller said that everybody won't go to heaven, that is true. And what came up in my spirit was, but everybody has the opportunity to. It's the choices that we make. Jesus died for every man, woman, boy, girl that would ever live. And it's a strong spirit of deception is in the earth now. People have lost their fear of the Lord. There's no reverence. A lot have lost their fear of the Lord, and so there's no reverence. It's almost as though, you know, you can tell they've been deceived, because how can you get up on a stage and you're supposed to be a Christian artist, or you are supposedly a Christian minister, and you and your wife are gyrating and twerking and all this stuff, and you've got all this congregation, and it doesn't offend anybody. I mean, it's just going through. You can't tell the club from the church.
You're right.
And that's the thing that has vexed my spirit. Because those whom God have entrusted, you know, to show the way and to be the light, we're leading people down the wrong path. A lot of them, and I was just like, how do you do that? You know, how are you not even afraid, you know, to get up there and let that kind of stuff come out your mouth and do those kind of actions? But he also said that would happen. So I'm like Apostle Miller. I'm like, God, none of this has taken you by. You knew this was going to happen. You've already told us it was going to happen. I'm like Prophet Miller. Lord, help me to know how to get to some of these people. You know, open their eyes and their ears that they will hear the word and receive the word. And know God is still a holy God. Yeah, we under grace. And yeah, God is merciful, but God also has a justice side. And that's the thing that's really getting me, but I'm not letting it depress me, because that's why I don't look at it a lot, because that stuff will get in your spirit. But just that those that have named the name and And I won't call the name of the mega pastor now that's in the news. I'm telling you, it's really a sad thing. And so people gonna believe whatever's sensational. You know, they like their flesh to be excited instead of their spirit. And we have, in our quest to win the world, a lot of us have become worldly. We've allowed their culture to come in instead of taking the culture of the kingdom. And somebody being bold enough, and Apostle Armstrong, I really believe it's got a lot to do with money. It's got a lot to do with greed. It's not a genuine love for God or a genuine love for his people. And that's the part that we really need to be praying for, even for those that are in leadership that have lost their way, you know, that have allowed themselves to be deceived, have even allowed themselves to be bought. You've got a lot of people that have a great influence in the earth. They've allowed themselves to be bought by this world system, and it's causing a lot of hurt in the body of Christ. So those of us that name the name of Jesus, you know, I was telling my daughter-in-law today, I said, honey, all this stuff is going on. I'm asking God to help me keep my eyes on him, to help me live a pure and a holy and a clean life, you know, because what that does is it hurts the body of Christ so much because people already don't trust us. As pastors, a lot of them don't trust us, and all that's doing is feeding into that. But the reason why it doesn't bother me, because I know God's going to have the last word. I know that God is a deliverer. I know that there's, like Prophet Miller said, there's a great revival. It's here. You're not hearing a lot about it, but it's here. It's already started. And I believe that as we continue to stand and to pray and to believe God, that we're going to see many that are going to come out of darkness. Many are going to come into the marvelous light of the kingdom of God. And so we just pray. And like she said, it didn't frighten me any more than when they said when all the computers were going to shut down. And so many people have come and said, well, Jesus is coming in 2023. Jesus coming in 2024. I haven't put a date on that because, like she said, nobody knows, but he's coming. So what I'm doing is making sure I be ready and I stay prepared and I'm looking for him. Live every day like it might be your last, and then live every day like you have a long time to live and to share the gospel. So I'm going to get into a lot of that about the signs and you know, because a lot of those people that are talking, they don't know what they're talking about, which is evident. You know, I don't know. Some people were saying that was supposed to be the end. I don't even listen to it. And I'm like, what? That was supposed to be the end. I don't know nothing about that. All I know is we're still here. God is here. He's faithful to his word.
That's right.
And he's going to have the last word. He's going to always have a remnant. He's always going to have a remnant that love him. God have a lot of people. That's the reason why the world's not destroyed, because God has always left himself a remnant, always, always. And so as we pray and believe and just allow the word of God to just stay strong in our hearts and just be bold enough to tell the truth. You know, a lot of people won't even tell the truth. You get on TV and they say, well, is this, well, you know, I feel it ain't what you feel. What does the word say? And we got, these wishbones got to get a backbone. And you can do it in a loving way. So like she said, I just didn't even follow into that. I didn't try. And I asked him, I said, did the eclipse happen? I didn't try to buy no glass. I didn't try to go outside and see anything. Not against anybody that did. Not that at all. But that's just not sunlight, Prophet Miller. That's just not something that drew my attention, because I've heard it before. And so I really did. It didn't bring any fear to me, because I knew it wasn't true. I knew it wasn't true, so, you know, I just didn't even follow it up.
Well, one thing is, go ahead.
And you know, that's one of the scriptures that God have really, the Holy Spirit continued to bring before me. In the last days, they're going to be danger time, and many are going to depart from the faith.
Yeah.
And I think when it said many are going to depart from the faith, that don't exclude pastors, you know, leaders won't depart too. And it said they're going to be to doctrine and teaching of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God is still crying out for holiness. And I found out, you know, the Bible said we're supposed to set our affliction on things above. Other word, we need to stay focused on what is God saying, you know, and what God wants us to do. Because when you look at, if I was to allow myself, like I said, I'm about like you going, it did get a little cloud of real kind of on my side, hearing something in the area that, but I didn't go outside. I didn't think nothing about it. I didn't try to look at the news because a lot of things I see, I don't know about nobody, but I'm talking about me. If I start focusing on that stuff, I open up myself for why this and trying to figure out.
Yeah.
And I don't need that, you know. And the Bible tells us to be careful how we hear things. And then it tells us take no thought for your life, you know.
Yeah.
Anything gonna cause me. I remember when the Lord gave this to me. Anything going to cause me to doubt the word of God?
Yeah.
I try to wonder. Y'all, I have to stay away from that.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, and then, too, here was the Holy Spirit that convicts us. And that's my prayer. People have to be convicted. You can talk to people. It's the old folks that you get green in the face. But it takes the Holy Spirit to convict people.
I was talking
to somebody on yesterday. And then somebody was sharing some things with me. And the Lord reminded me, we supposed to just make sure we got the right word, the right seed for the right thing, and trust God with the rest. You know,
somebody
like you as well, Gwen, God ain't called me, you know, like what, Perry Stone and some of these things.
Yeah.
God ain't called me for that. And a lot of times I try not to speak on it because I don't know and understand sometimes what they be talking about. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I try to stay in my lane, you know.
Yeah.
But all I know, Jesus is coming. I do know there's a lot of things going on in the government. I know a lot of things is happening. But I'm a firm believer, as God told the prophet, I still have so many thousand that haven't bowed to Baal. And something about the news ain't going to tell you about, as you said, Gwen, because I keep hearing that too. The news ain't going to tell you about the revival. The news going to tell you some, most of the contrary to what God's saying, got people and bringing fear to people. And I had to learn that because God delivered me from fear. And I ain't about to hold that no back up no more. You know, and so many people, I used to tell one of my siblings, you got to know what to do with what you hear. You know, I was talking to my son-in-law, you know, some things were going on in his body, and he started looking it up because what they diagnosed with, and the Lord said, go break bread with them. And I was sharing with him, I said, you need to be finding out what the Bible say. You don't need to be Googling this and trying to do this. Fear is a dangerous thing. It's just like with COVID. We still got some people still having this shit got over COVID. They still don't want to come out the house. And when they do, they, you know, and I'm not, you know, and Lord knows I'm not trying to be judgmental, critical, nobody, you know. But if we ain't careful, all of this negative stuff will cause you to cast away your confidence in God. Why God ain't doing this? Like Apostle Armstrong was saying about the scripture, see, he read the word. But these people that ain't reading the word and these saints that ain't meditating, I feel sorry for them. Because, you know, I even had people tell me, is you packing up on food? Because he's going to be that. God ain't told me to do that. Now, if the Lord, if the, and I ain't knocking nobody. If that's what you get, if that's what the Lord telling you to do. And see, that's the thing I have to learn. You got to know what God telling you to do. Right now, people need to be getting saved. That's what I'm thinking about. And I'm thinking about the saints that cast away their confidence and the ones that now backslide. My son, I'll talk, I see a campus pastor in Virginia. He be saying, he said, Mama, they want to do this and do this. But see, the sad part about it, you got some saints, they going outside of the laws and sense with God just to draw people in. The word of God have enough to draw people. If we let the Holy Spirit lead us in what to say, it'll draw people. They're going outside of the laws and principles of God trying to draw people. That's why I said, even when God give you a word, the Holy Spirit have to do something to people's ears by the time they help them to receive the word. They're coming out of our mouth. And my ears is heavy on that. Okay, Lord, I need wisdom. I need knowledge. I need understanding. Because God, I told the Lord, I said, I don't preach everything I know to preach. I told him this about a year or two ago. I don't preach everything I know to preach, every message I can preach, everything I can teach. I said, if you don't give me nothing, I ain't got nothing.
That's right.
Because, you know, I don't have anything else to say. That's why I try to wait on the Holy Spirit to talk. Because it's like, God, what can we do? Or what you want us to do? Because some people, you tell them, you need to be going left. They still, they hold a whole hour conversation on why instead of just doing it. Just like faith tell me, I believe and then I see. But you got a lot of people debating about why I can't see before I believe. Believing and then you will see it and then you will experience it. But they want you to spend hours and hours, why can't I see it now? Why it ain't happening now? And I'm finding that even in conversation like that, I don't even get in conversation. When they tell me, I say, I'm going to tell you what the words say. That's all I can do. Prophet, why? I don't know all the whys myself.
That's right.
So don't be, you supposed to know this. And see, I mean, thank God I got to live from that number to numbers and number years ago. And I just think we as ministers of God, we need to spend some time, more time in praying, spending time in the presence of God, and letting the Lord give us what we need to give to the people.
I believe Jesus
spent more time in praying. When we go through the gospel, he spent more time in fellowship and praying with the Lord than he did minister. And that's what God is bringing me back. I'm going back to that. Spending more time in praying and talking to the Lord, hearing him, let him talk to me. Because he said they're going to depart from the faith. They doing that.
They are.
He said.
They are.
Jesus even said, he said, they're going to be false prophet and they're going to deceive
men.
That's happening, y'all. Everything he said happening. And Paul told us in the sixth chapter, he said, after he had addressed all about the being in Christ and addressed the husband, the wife, and the church, he said, but be strong in the Lord, the Amplified, to be strong in your union, your relationship. And that's what I'm at. But like I said, a lot of this stuff, I don't be paying no attention. If somebody wouldn't mention it, I wouldn't know it. I mean, it warned direct, warned to me, but.
It's amazing. This can be summed up in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 7 or 1 through 9. And I'm going to read it for the hearers, for the listeners. 1 through 9, but it's really 1 through 7.
Okay.
It reads thus, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, which devil mentioned, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unleavened, unforgiven, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, dispensers of good, tailors, headstrong, hardened, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, have a form of godliness but denies its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into household and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sin, led away by various lusts. Now, that gullible women, I just look at it, gullible people now, because the men are just as gullible women nowadays. Also, learning and never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's 1-7. And it summarized everything that you, Apostle Miller and Apostle McIntyre, what y'all have been saying whenever in y'all's response. And it's awesome how whenever you read or know the word, you have the peace of shalom. And, you know, you realize that what you have, you cannot give if the persons are not ready to receive. So in my conversation with people, I know when to just cut it off and keep it moving, even about what was going on. People were frightened. And you tried to sit with people and help them to understand that this is not the end. Nobody knows when the end is going to be. No man knows. And so why are we getting all frustrated about it? And it was written that there would be eclipse. There's got to be some. Why is it happening now? As Apostle Miller, you said, the why, W-H-Y, why. As opposed to, what did Jesus say? It is written. That's what he told the enemy. He told Satan, the devil, it is written. It's written that this would be. It's written that there would be wars and rumors of wars.
Yes.
So that's, to me, that's the comfort that I find in the word. So why should I get bent out of shape? Who am I? I mean, I went down that path once with the Creator. Well, I'm lamenting. Oh, they're going to be talking about our blessed church. And he said, why not you? And I shut up my mouth and went on and did what he had called me to do. And that's what all we are about. And the money thing, you mentioned that a lot of stuff what's happening now is because of the almighty dollar. Take the money out of it. Go ahead.
You know, even on that note, and the broadcast this week, the Lord had me, a lot of people, especially the saints, they need to get more acquainted with the source instead of the channel. Your job is a channel. Even I thank God I don't reach age to receive Social Security. But at the same time, you know, when I started in full-time ministry in 98, and I wasn't receiving no Social Security, I didn't have a job, didn't have a church and all of that. But we need to get more, people need to get more acquainted with the source of the channel. Because y'all, channels, a lot of, you know, people ain't being able to get jobs and all of this stuff. But the one that, when we know God, when we know the one that going to provide for us, you can have And I'm not against prosperity. I'm not, because you cannot teach the kingdom and prosperity don't show up. But at same time, prosperity don't mean you got a lot of money in the bank. But prosperity to me is you know how to believe and trust God for your daily bread, or your daily provision. And that's some a lot of, you know, you got a lot of people, you need more money. No, if it's anything, you need more faith.
That's
you
right.
You need to be more developed in the
that's
soul.
Right.
Because that's something God taught me. I remember, you know, I have been 2 years without, I was a minister full time. For 2 years, I didn't have a speaking engagement. And then at that time, I wasn't getting Social Security. But I had to learn how to operate in the laws and the principles of the kingdom. God made sure that me and my children were provided for. He did all of that. But I had to learn that. And I'm seeing so many people that when it comes out, I got to make a dollar. And I, even with being a full-time minister, I tell young minister, I said, you need to learn and get more acquainted with the source, not just the channel. And that's what I think a lot of people are looking toward the channel more than they look into the source.
Yeah.
And he the one that we need to be looking at, you know.
That's
now,
right.
Like I said, when Hugo came through, the Holy Ghost told me to do some things, and I didn't do it. Now, I even told the Lord, I said, you know, my ears is open, you know. But there too, again, we need to know, get more acquainted with the Creator. God will multiply. I think because of the Holy Ghost is here, I believe the Lord still can multiply the loaf and the fish, the oil. I believe he can do a little bit of oil in the meal. But there too, again, like I said, people need to get more acquainted with God. The source. This is the thing with these channels and, you know, the stock market from daytime out of good one. And I'm saying even with the interest rate, you can pay your bills and, you know, and keep your what little credit card if you got in. And the interest rate's still going up. It used to be the time when you were faithful and diligent and paying your credit card, the interest rate would drop. But now it's the sky high. And it's like, you know where I'm coming from. So there too, again, that's why. So we need to get more acquainted with the source, not just the channel. Because, y'all,
that's
I'm
right.
telling you, channels is fading. But the source never will.
Never.
And lots of times, as I've been telling people on the prayer line, that we don't need to pray the problem. The Creator knows what the problem is.
That's
we need
right.
to be praying the solution, and you find a solution in the Word, and I tell them we need to pray the Scripture. What does Scripture say about this situation? And then you should focus. You should focus on that one area, not jumping all around Robin Hood born. And whenever you want the Creator to respond in this area over here. Oh well, the door's falling off the house now. We gotta go and look at the airplane that's flying across. No, you're focused on your problem, on the solution to the problem that you just presented
that's
to
right.
the Creator. And
that's
then
right.
once you lay it out, then you start giving thanks, praise
that's
and
right.
thanks for it. You can't wait till you see it to start giving praise and thanks. You got to.
But you know, Apostle, a lot of people ain't believing. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's easy to read this word. It's easy to memorize scriptures. It's even easy to quote them. But when the temptation and the test come, the Lord, about a month ago, the Lord began to tell me, he said, I want you to really watch it. And I don't want you to complain in the time of temptation and testing time. And some happened today. And I can tell you, outside washing my truck, making a long story short, I locked the keys up in the truck. I locked the phone up in the truck. Everything was locked up in. Then I locked myself out of my house at the back. And I had to cross over the fence. And I started laughing. I said, Lord, I'm not going to complain. And I was sitting there, I said, now, Holy Spirit, I said, I need some wisdom. And I said, Lord, I said, you saw an angel one time, or you had an angel to open the door. I need you to do something because I found out how much the locksmith was going to cost. And I just said, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit brought to my attention. He said, your spare key is at this. Go in the house and look at this area, and you'll find it. I did what it said, and
Amen.
I got the spare key. After I got it, opened up, the Lord reminded me. He said, you didn't complain. You just started. I did. I just started laughing. I said, well, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat on the porch. I said, well, Lord, I said, I need you to fix this. And even with all of what's happening, this is the opportunity. Yeah, the opportunity. You can choose the moment complain, or you can choose give thanks and give praise to God. And that's what the Lord told me that 2 months ago. He said, when things ain't going your way, he said, I don't care if it's temptation, if it's testing time. He said, and learn to praise me and give thanks.
Yeah.
Now the Bible tells us in everything give thanks.
Right.
He said everything in everything. But a lot of times, what's happening on this earth right now, if people would just begin to praise and thank and honor God for who he is, it'll eliminate fear. You won't be mumming, complaining. You won't be saying when the thought, why does it, your why, you'll shut the door to the why. You'll shut the door to trying to figure out. But if you sitting there, well, why they ain't got enough money? Why they doing this thing? Why they doing this thing? I'll be saying, Father, I just thank you. As you said, everything give thanks. I said, I'm not going to mumming, complain. You took care of me yesterday. You're going to take care of me today. You said, I can boldly say that Jesus, man, because he the same yesterday. And, you know, even when you read the four gospels, you see what Jesus did back then. But with this new and better covenant, the Bible says Jesus haven't changed. Jesus' name represents everything he did on this earth. And when we get a revelation of that and stand on that, the blood of Jesus is just the powerful words in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Y'all, I'm telling you, we got so much more. If people that mama come, I don't know why I'm sick. I don't know why I don't pray. I don't know why it ain't happening. Father, I just thank you. God is worthy. God ain't lied to none of us.
Amen.
But you such a mama and grandma, and it's going on in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know why so-and-so and that. I don't know either, but I ain't planning on it. Not soon, so
Amen.
I ain't, you know, being little, but I'm saying, Father, I give that. Because you did say it's appointed unto man wants to die. I don't know when they're going to die. The enemy wants us to do this mumming and complaining. It's so much. And I hear people complain and mumble all the time. The food high. Yeah, the food high, but I'm eating just what I want, when I want, how much I want. And then if it don't, I'm still thanking God for the piece of bread, the peanut butter and the jelly. If they got some peanut butter and jelly, you know. But the Bible said do everything without mommy complaining. And I'm serious. When you turn on the news, a lot of mommy complain. Sometimes people call me. They want a mommy complain. And God let me know. He said, why can't y'all just praise me? I told y'all that everything give thanks. Guess what? That's what the children of Israel did. And the Bible tell her, what is it, Corinthians? He said, we don't need to fall in the same footsteps that they in. But you got a lot of things. They just mama complain. The little bit of money I got, I can't do nothing with it. Well, it's more than what you had.
Amen.
we do have a listener. Let's get them because our time is about up.
Okay.
Let's see if they have a comment of that they'd like to make.
All right.
Listener, your mic is open. Would you like to make a comment or a question? You have a question? Oh, well. I guess we have been thorough enough where we didn't leave any questions unanswered. But we want to thank you for calling in anyway. And we trust and pray that something that we have said, that you gained something from the discussion. And we are open to pros and cons. We want to improve our programming. so that we don't just come on the air just to hear ourselves talk. We come with the understanding that the message that we are given, have been given, is what the Creator wants for us to put out there. So tell your friends about the ministry, and we will love to have them listen and participate. Would either one of you like to pray us out?
Go ahead, Apostle Green.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful once again to have had this time to come together over the air. Father, thank you so much that your word is eternal. It never changes. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Father, that your word is the foundation on which we stand. It's only your word that keeps us rooted and grounded and established in present truth. The truth is, Father, you love us. The truth is, Father, that you are a father and you love your family. And Father God, we are so grateful to you. Your words are such a comfort to our hearts and to our spirit. It brings such peace. The shalom of God just settles down on us because we consider you, you, God, that are honorable and holy and just and good. Your character is impeccable. You cannot lie. You're faithful. You're a covenant-keeping God. And because you never change, God, what confidence, what trust we have in you. So, Father, we just pray for all those that have been on the line listening. Father, we pray that the spirit of fear has not gripped the hearts of your people. We pray that the eyes of their understanding have been opened. And Lord, we just thank you for every opportunity to share this glorious gospel, this good news of the kingdom of God. And we pray for every family, every home, everywhere that this broadcast has gone. We thank you for Apostle Armstrong and Apostle Miller. We just thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who was, is, and always will be the teacher of the church. Father, we thank you that you cover us, you protect us, and you provide for us. And God, we just speak the blessings of God upon every household, the peace of God upon every household. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your name. We thank you for the angels. We thank you for your word. And we just thank you that you are who you say you are, God, our Heavenly Father. And Lord, I just pray that everyone will have a night of sweet sleep and rest and a great day on tomorrow. Until we meet again on this broadcast, Father, we say thank you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Until next week, everybody have the peace of shalom.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. Shalom.